From Wondery, I'm Virginia Madsen, and this is Little Stories Everywhere. Each episode will bring you stories for kids that spark the imagination, take you to other worlds, and bring joy. This is Animal Crackers Gone Wild.
Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, there's so many worlds you can explore.
Like Hyrule, where I can fight enemies and save the kingdom with Link.
That sounds adventurous!
Or my very own island in Animal Crossing New Horizons, where I can fish whenever I want.
Whoa! Look at the size of that thing! You can find even more worlds to explore on the Nintendo Switch system. Games rated E to E10+. Games and systems sold separately.
Hey, grown-ups! Do you ever want to whisk your family away on a fun and exhilarating adventure? What if we helped you make it a possibility every single week? And from the comfort of your home, car, or wherever you are. It's the Cat in the Hat Cast, a weekly podcast presented by our partners at Purina. Your pet, our passion. Fill your week with sing-alongs, laughter, and a pinch of mayhem as you spend time with the oh-so-mischievous Cat in the Hat and his cautious pal, Fish. Tune in with the whole family, including your furriest friends, because when we spend time together, the fun never ends. You'll never guess what surprises the Cat in the Hat will pull out of his hat next. Follow the Cat in the Hat Cast on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a little known secret about animal crackers that you are about to discover. Most animal crackers are just that, delicious, crunchy crackers. But every so often, perhaps due to a mix-up with an alternate universe, there are animal crackers who live, breathe, and have big dreams beyond their box. These animal crackers are alive. Which brings us to the top shelf at the back of a small bodega, where an animal cracker box sits, surrounded by a hodgepodge of unsold, forgotten items. Turtle, bear, monkey, and lion had just woken up from a peaceful night's sleep. The cardboard box burst open, and the four animal crackers wriggled their way out.
Monkey, would you please remove your tail? It's tickling my shell.
Sorry, Turtle. Bear's paws are scratching my cranium.
Oh, sorry, Monkey. Hey, Lion, any other food alive down there?
The mighty lion puffed out his chest and stood confidently at the edge of the shelf. He called out across the bodega.
Hey, chocolate chip muffins, can you hear me?
The muffins remained quiet.
Gummy fish, if you can understand me, raise your right fin.
Silence.
Oh.
The animal crackers let out a collective sigh. Still just them.
Say, did anyone have one of those visions last night while they slept?
Asked Bear. That's right. Despite being comprised of flour, milk, and butter, animal crackers can also dream, just like humans.
Yes,
said the wise turtle.
You mean those strange happenings beyond our wildest imaginations that occur in the sleeping time?
Aw, I haven't had one of those in a while,
said Monkey, with a little disappointment.
Me neither,
sighed Lion. Outside the window, Lion spotted a bird flying through the air and a squirrel running up a tree. He was tired of being stuck in a cracker box. He didn't belong on a dusty old shelf. He belonged out there with the other animals in the wild. And so Lion shook the crumbs off his mane and addressed the group.
Friends, it's time we left this bodega and chased our dreams.
But we haven't left this shelf for our entire lives,
said Monkey.
Then now's our chance. You know what I dream of doing someday? Running with lions in the African savanna.
I always wanted to star in one of those movies. You know, in the Hollywoods,
said Bear with an excited smile.
How about you, Turtle? What's your big dream?
I'd love to become
100 years old. And then I'll have a ton of wrinkles and look so wise. Everyone in the animal kingdom would listen to all my advice.
That, might take a while. But I'm rooting for you, Turtle. How about you, Monkey?
Well, this might seem impossible, but I've always wanted to fly a plane.
Nothing's impossible. After all, we are talking animal crackers.
But we first need to get off this top shelf. What do you say?
Big smiles lit up their faces. Never in their lives had they been this excited before.
Now, do you propose we get down from our shelf, Lion?
Not to mention, past the bodega cat.
Just then, the bodega cat leapt out of the shadows and pounced on the chocolate chip muffins. The packet tore, and the chips were spilled.
Yikes!
Bear, Turtle, and Monkey screamed and jumped back into their animal cracker box. But Lion remained steadfast.
Wait, said Lion. I have a plan.
Reluctantly, Bear, Turtle, and Monkey climbed back out of their box and huddled around Lion to hear his idea.
Now, when the cat falls asleep, we use the old yo-yo to slide from shelf to shelf until we reach the floor.
And then we strut through the cat door and out of the bodega.
Added Monkey. The animal crackers bounced around excitedly at the thought of Lion's plan. They were ready to break free. Later that night, when the cat was asleep, they began their descent down the yo-yo string. But just as they reached the bottom shelf, the bodega cat suddenly purred. She had spotted the animal crackers.
Nobody panic. If we don't move, she'll just think we're regular snacks.
Or cat snacks.
The bodega cat swiped her paw at Monkey, barely missing him.
Lion, help us. Only your mighty roar can save us now, cried Turtle.
Lion stared at the cat and opened his tiny animal cracker mouth wide. He took a deep breath, but what came out was, well, not exactly a lion's roar. The cat swung her paw again, this time knocking Turtle into the mop bucket below.
Ugh! I'm all soft and slimy. This must be how it feels to be a slug.
As Turtle became soggier by the second, Monkey and Bear grabbed a spatula and lifted him out of the mop bucket. Meanwhile, Lion remained frozen to the spot.
Snap out of it, Lion!
Yelled Monkey. Finally, Lion grabbed an oven mitt off the shelf and helped wrap Turtle inside it to dry off. The bodega cat was now towering over them, licking her lips. But just as the cat was about to chomp them to pieces, the owner of the store walked in and scooped her up. On his way out, he turned the lights off and locked the door behind him.
Whew, that was a close one, said Bear.
Back on the top shelf, Lion turned to the others.
I'm sorry for getting you into this mess.
The other animal crackers tended to Turtle and his sogginess.
Some escape plan that was,
said Monkey.
How you holding up, Turtle?
Asked Lion.
I'm melting!
Well, not really, but if I don't get under the hot sun soon to bake, I may be in trouble.
Don't worry, Turtle. For now, let's just go back to our box.
Monkey and Bear carried Turtle into the animal cracker box.
Sorry, Lion. There's not enough space,
said Monkey as he shut the cardboard flaps.
Lion plopped down
and gazed out the window. He quietly practiced his roar, but it was still nothing more than a tiny squeak.
I guess I'm not the mighty lion I thought I was,
he said as he closed his eyes and drifted off to sleep. That night, Lion had a spectacular vision. In it, he was walking across the African savanna, when suddenly a large purple lion appeared.
Oh, a purple lion? Are you food too?
I am not food. I am the purple lion. And who are you?
I'm Lion. I'm an animal cracker. I live in a cardboard box, but it's my dream to roam freely in nature, like you.
Well, it was.
Was?
The purple lion inquired.
My friends and I tried to escape our bodega, but failed. On top of that,
my roar wasn't very mighty.
Maybe we animal crackers should just stay in our box.
Little one, my roar might be mightier than yours, but there's nothing I have that you don't already possess inside yourself.
Lion listened patiently.
Wanting to leave one's comfort zone takes courage. That sounds like a mighty dream to me.
But what if we fail again?
Asked Lion.
The journey to get where you're going may be tough, but if you do it with friends, it can become an adventure.
Well, thanks, Purple Lion.
You can call me Steve. You two will have a mighty roar one day, little friend.
Thanks, Steve.
With that, Lion jolted awake. The sun was coming up. It was a new day. When the other animal crackers woke up, Lion was already gathering supplies.
We shouldn't have closed the box on him,
Monkey admitted.
I know. My tummy aches just thinking about it. Should we apologize?
Asked Bear.
I think so,
agreed Turtle from inside the oven mitt. The three crackers rushed over to Lion. Monkey went first.
Hey, Lion, sorry for closing the flaps in the box.
Well, who knew the bodega cat would wake up?
Bear chimed in.
We're ready to try our luck once again,
declared Turtle.
Hey, thanks, guys.
I was hoping you'd say that.
Because I've got another plan.
Okay, you got to put over there. That's a good idea.
They all huddled around and began to whisper. A few hours later, as the bodega cat sniffed along the floor, she looked up to see a familiar sight. A yo-yo string with crunchy tan crackers bouncing down it. The cat leapt into the air. She caught the crackers and crunched noisily. But wait! Flying through the air in a paper airplane, it was Bear, Turtle, Monkey, and Lion.
Woo! The diversion worked!
Yelled Bear.
Hey, check it out! I'm flying a plane, you guys!
Cheered Monkey as he steered from the pilot's seat. The plane landed smoothly on the floor near the cat door. The animal crackers were about to make it through when the bodega cat pounced in front of them.
Wait! Stop!
Shouted Lion.
We're not all that different, you and I. Lions, tigers, bodega cats, we're all a part of the big cat family.
The cat stopped in her tracks. She cocked her head to the side, twitching her long whiskers. Finally, she opened her mouth.
You can talk?
What?
Huh?
Oh. You can talk?
Replied Lion. The cat grabbed Lion in her paw and lifted him close to her face.
I don't understand. Are you not food?
Lion took a deep inhale and let out a loud and mighty roar. The cat dropped Lion and jumped back a few steps.
We're not food. We may be animal crackers, but we have thoughts and ideas and dreams.
Last night, I dreamt I was roaming the African savanna.
The cat purred contemplatively.
I, too, dream of roaming the savanna. I've been in this bodega for decades, maybe even centuries, and I have never come across
anything like the four of you. The bodega cat stepped delicately aside, allowing the crackers to pass. If only I was adventurous. Alas, I'm a bit of a scaredy cat. You may go, brave little baked goods. Bear and Monkey, carrying Turtle between them, headed for the swinging cat door. But Lion didn't move.
Hey, Cat, do you want to come with us?
Lion, what are you doing?
Asked Monkey. The bodega cat couldn't believe her furry ears. No one's ever invited me anywhere before.
Lion, didn't you see what she did to those muffins?
That ain't muffin.
I mean, nothing, said Bear.
Oh, I only did that to set free a little spider I saw trapped in the wrapping. This place could really do with a thorough clean.
Ooh, she has a point,
said Turtle. But Bear wasn't buying it.
A spider trapped inside a muffin packet? That's the oldest excuse in the book.
Is it?
Asked Monkey, scratching his head. It's true, I swear it. I even tried to befriend the spider, but it couldn't speak.
You know, we could use a friend like you, said Lion. After all, traveling to new places with friends can be an adventure. Right, guys?
Bear sighed.
You're right. I suppose I could use some friends for when I get to the Hollywoods.
The cat smiled her sweetest smile as she gingerly opened the cat door for the crackers. And one by one, the four animal crackers hopped out of the bodega. The cat turned and gazed up at the bodega one last time, and then followed the crackers into the big, wide world. The next day, the animal crackers and the bodega cat were sitting in a leafy tree, enjoying the warm sunshine, when Bear curiously appeared carrying a cell phone.
Hey, could someone snap my photo? I need a new headshot if I'm going to become a movie star.
The bodega cat took the phone.
Thanks, Cat. Hey, you're really good at taking photos.
I must confess, I love photography. A picture speaks a thousand purrs. She snapped another photo, this time of Turtle, lying on his shell, baking in the sun.
Get a close-up of my new golden coat. I look at least 100 years older, he said proudly.
As they laughed and enjoyed their photo shoot, a human boy's head appeared through the branches, right next to the animal crackers.
There's my cell phone. Oh, animal crackers, yummy,
the boy shouted. He reached for the crackers when suddenly there was a loud... The boy's mouth dropped open in shock. He climbed down from the tree and ran off through the park. Monkey smiled at his friends.
Nice roars, Lion and Cat.
The animal crackers clambered onto Cat's back.
Okay, everybody. Next stop, a camera shop to get Cat a new camera. Then, the African savannah. And last but not least, the Hollywoods.
Oh, yeah, let's go! Bring
it on.
The animal crackers and the bodega cat dashed down the tree. They were ready to follow their dreams with their friends by their side.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Little Stories Everywhere ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today, or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids and Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
From Wondery, this is Little Stories Everywhere. This is Animal Crackers Gone Wild, written by Doug Brady. I'm your host, Virginia Madsen. Brian White is our associate producer. Audio assistance by Sergio Enriquez. This episode is sound designed by McCubbin Owens. Our editor and senior producer is Sarah Serrano. Executive producers are Janine Cornelo, Stephanie Jens, and Marshall Louie for Wondery.